News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's talk about the presidency, the race for the Oras. We're joined by Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Let's talk about Fianna Fáil first. Is Jim Gavin, Daniel, is he a shoe-in for the nomination, the Fianna Fáil nomination, do you think, at this stage?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, I would think so. You know, last week it appeared that Billy Keller had caught the mood of the party, and certainly, you know, there was a momentum behind the idea of a candidacy. And obviously there was a belief that Micheál Martin and himself are extremely close, or have been extremely close. People might remember that it was those two who essentially cooked up the idea to launch the heave against Brian Cowan back in 2010 in Billy Keller's house. So, you know, they have been extremely close previously. But I think the nature of Micheál Martin's intervention over the weekend on Friday, how he has come in and backed Jim Gavin, the fact that he has, you know, the vast majority of the cabinet now backing Jim Gavin as well, I would agree with your point in the introduction. I think it's Jim Gavin's to lose. I would think a contest would be good for Jim Gavin. I think he's going to need to come under some scrutiny. He's known to be somewhat hostile to the media. Like, you know, he banned the media from when he was Dublin manager, etc. That, or he refused to cooperate with the media at certain points. So he's prickly enough, or is known to be prickly enough. But you know, Fianna Fáil think that they've landed a massive coup here. He's someone who, you know, transcends the normal political boundaries. You know, he's someone with an national standing, you know, given his success with the Doubles, and also, I suppose, given his very distinguished career in the Air Corps. He's also chaired a Citizens' Assembly, so he has been around the political system, if not in it. So I do think it's his candidacy to lose, given the fact, I think we're seeing in the papers this morning, you know, the vast majority, bar Jim O'Callaghan, of the ranks in the cabinet are now backing his candidacy. So, but I do think Billy Kelleher will have done the party some good by insisting that there is a contest.
Okay. Catherine Connolly, was she a little on the defensive over the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, she gave a broad interview to Justin McCarthy yesterday, in which she was sort of challenged on issues around going to Syria, her links with Claire Daly and Mick Wallace, and also, I suppose, nominating or facilitating Gemma O'Doherty's nomination to the presidency last time round. She did strike a somewhat defensive tone. I mean, at times she said, I thought I'd be on here talking about what I want to achieve for this in this office, etc. like that. I think the reality is, for Catherine Connolly, she is a divisive enough figure. She is of the so-called hard left, albeit she has been a former last Cairn Corridor in Dáil Éireann. She does, and the nature of the support for her, you know, is one that is likely to be quite divisive. And the big question is whether or not she would have that broad enough appeal to transcend that left block, like Michael D. Higgins did. The difficulty also is, Justin, you know, the kind of takedown that Alan Kelly did of her on Tip FM, you know, really did cut to the core of her credibility as well.
Final question, Catherine Connolly, probably Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys. Will there be anyone else other than that, do you think?
It'll be very hard to see if any of the independents get on, given, I suppose, the normal routes, or the routes that we saw in 2018, where other parties who weren't standing a candidate facilitated the inclusion of the likes of Sean Gallagher, Peter Casey, etc. like that. With the major party standing candidates, unlikely that they will do that facilitating. But, you know, councillors love nothing more than defying head office, so it may happen. But I think it's unlikely to see the likes of Sheridan, Conor McGregor et al. on the ballot paper when we finally get into the race proper.
Danny McConnell, editor of the Business Post, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.